the Tech of Sports, episode 106. Greg Kranek, of CEO of Sell Higher USA, this week on the Tech of Sports. Greg Kranek, Modern Life Podcast Network, mobile apps are a great way to receive our content for your smart devices. Check out all the apps for all the platforms and get Stitcher for free with your Modern Life Podcast Network apps and shows preloaded. The Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. And the Tech of Sports is a production of Modern Life Podcast Network at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. The Tech of Sports is back after a couple weeks off due to some heavy travel on my end and my schedule. And just great to talk a little tech, and we'll evolve it into a little sports tech tonight with Greg Kranek of Sell Higher USA. And this is always in the news, a topic that's always in the news, unsecure Wi-Fi connections and security threats while online. 29 million U.S. residents travel abroad last year and have run into issues with these unsecure Wi-Fi connections. And Greg at Sell Higher USA has created we're going to talk about a smart and simple way to travel internationally and keep safe on Wi-Fi, which is a big trick. And if this problem is solved, this is potentially huge for international travelers, big implications in the business world and in the sports world, as we'll talk about with Greg. And Greg, thanks for coming on tonight, and excited to talk to you about what you guys have going on.
Yeah, I really appreciate you having me on today, Rick. Thank you very much.
Yeah, talk about Sell Higher a little bit and a little about your background, and then we'll move on from there.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Well, personally, I've been in the telecommunications space now for over 20 years. I've been with Sell Higher for 11 of those years. What we do is we negotiate contracts with all the various mobile network providers all over the world, and then we resell those to customers here in the U.S. that are traveling abroad so that they could benefit from having local numbers, which always makes it easier when you're doing business internationally to be able to communicate with the people locally, on a local number, so they're not calling faced with international charges to talk to, your contact while you're in that particular country. But what we've found over the years is that, especially in the last couple, is that most customers are more interested in data than the voice applications because, you don't leave home without your smartphone and all the apps that you've become accustomed to, and the pictures and the email that you need to send and receive and make sure you're never out of pocket. But the concern is, security, that you're on a network that you can trust and that network is not being compromised by, a potential hacker who might have access, to one of the Wi-Fi routers. So what we've been able to provide our clients is what's called a mobile hotspot. And basically, it's a small device that you carry with you. It's the equivalent of a cell phone. It uses a SIM card to communicate to the network. And it's totally secure. It's secure as your cell phone, which is encrypted, so that it's basically a private network. You're the only one who's connecting through that device. You could connect up to five of your devices. Some actually allow you to connect up to 10. But we wouldn't recommend that, only because you're only going to be as fast as, the network speeds that you're roaming with. And typically you find that 3 to 5 devices you could support pretty well on that connection. But it becomes a great way for end users to have not only security, but a cost-effective way to stay connected while they travel abroad.
Does it keep both data and voice secure, Greg?
It does. Now, typically, if you're going to make a voice call, you're usually going to be using an application that uses the data network. So applications like FaceTime or Skype, like what we're using today, run through a data network. So that would run over the same data channel as the mobile hotspot, and therefore it would be a secure call.
I mean, this is a big problem domestically, but it's even a bigger problem internationally. So I see what you're trying to do. What is the maybe a startling stat or a startling fact that, American international travelers don't realize about, how their data can be compromised, or maybe what's going on once they leave our borders?
Well, see, what happens is that, you know, we get so used to connecting to Wi-Fi. When we enter our home or business, there's always a Wi-Fi connection available, whether it be the router, that the wireless router you have connected to your, you know, your cable internet, or in the office, if, you know, your building has a Wi-Fi that your IT department is configured in such a way that it has a firewall behind it, you know, you'll be safe there as well, because you're logging in, you have a password, and you know, that particular network wouldn't necessarily be available to any of these hackers. But what happens is when people travel abroad, oftentimes they're lured in by the ability to connect to an unsecure Wi-Fi, and they're so anxious to get on the internet and to download email, or, you know, to just to check in with home, that, you know, while they're in a public place, they look at their phone and their phone says, yes, there's an open Wi-Fi network available. And a lot of times these hackers, you know, they'll set it up in such a way where, again, it looks very inviting. They'll say free public Wi-Fi, or, you know, 15 minutes of free public Wi-Fi available at no charge kind of thing. And if you were to connect to that and you're not sure who's at the other side of that router, it's very easy for a hacker to use, and there's public tools out there. If you were to Google FireSheep as an example, is a hacking tool that they use, and they can snoop into the router and take your personal information, including, you know, your bank passwords and things like that. So you really, you know, as a word of caution, it's always important that you only access a Wi-Fi network that you're sure is one that's protected. And that might be at your hotel, you know, where when you check in, they give you a password and they tell you exactly what the router name is, so that you know you're going through the hotel. But anytime you're accessing an unsecure network, a public Wi-Fi, there's no telling who might be on the other side of that. You really want to be careful about it.
So will the Cell Hire, will your MiFi product also help you, you know, with, like you said, a legitimate, you know, free Wi-Fi pipeline? Will it protect you in like a hotel or a coffee shop free Wi-Fi as well on the road?
Well, yeah, what you would be renting in our case, because, you know, again, what we try to make available to a consumer, or, you know, to a business user, is a service that they would use only for the period of time that they're international, and, you know, they wouldn't necessarily then have to make a long standing commitment to this particular service. But what they would receive from us is a device that has a SIM card in it, and that SIM card is connecting to the local mobile network in that particular country. So as an example, we have a lot of clients that are going to be heading out to Brazil next year for the World Cup. I'm sorry, for the Summer Olympics. We just got done with the World Cup, actually, in Rio. Everything happens in Brazil these days. It's interesting. We would provide them with a mobile hotspot device. So it looks like maybe a box of Altoids is about the size of it. And it has a SIM card in it. And in this case, it would be on Claro's network in Brazil. And you would be able to get 4G coverage, which is a very fast internet connection, anywhere where this device is traveling with you. So if you had it in your shirt pocket or in your briefcase, you're connecting your device, whether it be an iPhone, an Android, your iPad or laptop computer, connects to this little device the same way you would your Wi-Fi in your home. You enter a password first time that you use it. You connect it to the device, and you then have a secure connection to the international mobile network, which is encrypted, so you know it's going to be secure. If you had others, let's say for whatever reason, your password became compromised, you wrote it on a business card and somebody looked over your shoulder and they pulled that password. If they were to log into your device, the device has a little screen on it and it'll let you know how many devices are connected. So if you're only connecting one and someone else should try to connect to that device, it would immediately let you know that there's two devices connected, and you know at that point you'd want to change the password on your device because it's been compromised.
You're listening to the Modern Life Podcast Network, the Tech of Sports, and we're with Greg Kranek, CEO of Cell Hire USA. I'm thinking selfishly here for a minute, Greg, and as a sports tech writer, I'm at a lot of big sporting events, arenas, and stadiums. Is there any possibility, or is there any use for this domestically for you know, since now there's free Wi-Fi in most stadiums and arenas provided by, you know, AT&T or other major networks, is there a use for this domestically in a big stadium or a highly populated small sector as well?
Yeah, that's a great question. And we do get a lot of clients that are coming to us in the U.S. to rent these devices, because while they may have some coverage in a particular venue, what happens often is that, you know, the event ends or there's a break in between and they need to leave that particular venue. And at that point, they don't have connectivity, and it's important that they always stay connected. So,
and they want secure connections as well.
Absolutely. Yep. It's important that, again, like I say, you have something that you can count on. So, you know, typically if these things are free, you never know what the volume of traffic is going to be during an event. And if the event organizer hasn't done a great job of, you know, scaling whatever access they have available for the event, you might find that, especially, you know, it's like anything else, you know, when you run into a situation where everyone needs it at the same time, there's never enough available. And that normally happens when, you know, put yourself at a game. It happens at the end of the game when everyone's trying to call their friends or get a story back to the main office about, you know, the final score and that sort of thing. And when everyone at one time is trying to connect to that internet access that's available at the venue, it may be overloaded. And as a result, you're not going to get good connectivity or any connectivity. And that's why, you know, having your own device makes a lot of sense.
Sure, that makes perfect sense. How close is CellHire to eliminating the little extra MiFi device you have to carry around and turning this into an app that would live or rest already on us on our smartphones? Is that a possibility in the future?
Well, yes. And as a matter of fact, most of your smartphones are going to have what's called there's an application built into it that allows the device to be shared as a hotspot.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Right. Okay. And if you were to do that, what you would benefit from is replacing your SIM card with our SIM card so that you would benefit from having a local phone number in the country that you travel to, as well as having a much bigger data plan at a much lower rate than what you're currently paying when you're roaming, you know, with your U.S. phone abroad. So we get a lot of clients who come to us and just rent SIM cards because, you know, as a comparison, if you were traveling into Russia from the U.S., we were there for the Sochi Olympics, the last Winter Olympics. With Megaphone, we could provide you with an unlimited 4G data plan back here. If you were to take your AT&T phone as an example and travel to Russia, you know, you would be paying $120, $140 per gigabyte. Which goes very quickly when you're doing the kind of work you're in.
Yeah, absolutely. For travelers, people, you know, we're coming up on the summer travel season. Business travel has really picked up internationally here in the last couple years. Are there certain countries that are cesspools or worse than others that travelers should really take heed when they're heading to those countries? Are there certain countries that we really need to be on guard for?
You really have to always be on your guard. But it's interesting. There are certain countries that you wouldn't suspect. You know, everyone thinks it's going to be, you know, maybe places like Brazil. In Brazil, you certainly have to be careful. But Spain is one that's shown up as being a real hotbed for pickpockets. And technology is the first thing that they steal, because these pickpockets are pretty savvy when it comes to mobile technology. They're able to take a SIM card out of your device and put it into a multiple call router, and they can make up to six phone calls at one time. And they normally are making those phone calls to some places that, you know, are very expensive to call. We see clients coming to us saying, you know, we had our phone compromised while we were, you know, in a place like Spain, and they'll rack up $3,000 or $4,000 of charges before the network ever realizes it and shuts the line down. So You do have to be careful, and it's not like the U.S. where, you know, you have these unlimited plans, and as a result, you know, you can't get yourself in a lot of trouble. Overseas, it's not the same, because it is roaming and it's very expensive. And, you know, again, if you're not making the calls and someone else is, they're certainly not, you know, they don't care too much about what it might cost you when that bill comes.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking out loud here as we continue on with Greg Kranek of of Sell Hire USA. Will your device, will the Sell Hire device, Greg, also help maybe in countries where there's sporadic Wi-Fi, maybe countries like China or parts of Africa? Will your device give you Wi-Fi when you normally wouldn't have it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, what is interesting is in some of these places that it's tough for them to build the infrastructure for Wi-Fi because a lot of that has to do with putting in fixed service. There tends to be better mobile service available because it's cheaper and easier to put that solution in over the fixed lines. Therefore, you know, in places where you might not be able to find Wi-Fi in China, you know, you bring up a great example there. We work with China Mobile and we're able to provide very high speed data throughout all of China. Japan with SoftBank and Docomo are the two networks out there. They have very high-speed data networks. And the other thing that is always important is that you understand what type of devices you're traveling with when you travel abroad. There are different technologies based on the country that you're traveling to. So in the case of Japan, as an example, they use a different frequency for their high-speed data, and we provide then a customer with a local Japanese MiFi so that they can take advantage of that high-speed network that they wouldn't have if they were roaming with the U.S. solution.
This is great new groundbreaking technology. With when we have new technology like this, it always comes with a price. What can you go over the costs a little bit on this for a traveler? I mean, I know you mentioned you rent the device.
Sure.
Just can you go over that real quickly?
Yeah, the cost varies from one country to another, but we have devices and airtime. So airtime would be the amount of data that you would receive as part of the device that range anywhere from $59 a month. And I think the most expensive is $149 a month. So like I say, significantly less expensive. So even though the technology is better, you'll get higher speeds when you travel. You'll also get larger data bundles. But the other thing that, you know, most of our clients are very happy with is the fact that we are experts in this industry. So we'll never send a customer overseas with a device that's not specifically geared for that particular country. And, you know, if you don't travel on a regular basis, there's no telling whether or not your device might be capable of working in a particular country. And the other part of it is, you know, do you have all the adapters and everything else you need to charge and keep that unit charged when you're traveling abroad? Our devices come with a full travel kit, which includes all the international adapters that you might need, full set of instructions, 24-hour technical support. So it is a full suite of services that you receive to make sure that, you know, there aren't any surprises when you travel overseas.
Yeah, we hate those surprises when we travel anywhere, especially overseas. We talked about applications for maybe a business traveler or and an international traveler, and me maybe as a member of the media. Are there a couple of good reasons maybe for this? The show here is the Tech of Sports for maybe sports fans or athletes, that professional athletes or world class athletes that travel a lot to different countries. This seems like it would be a possible no brainer for them.
Yes, we actually do a tremendous amount of business in this particular space. We work with the likes of the U.S., the USOC, which is the Olympic Committee, and many of the large media organizations. And the reason is that typically when it comes to a large sporting event like the World Cup or the Olympics, for a fan, they might travel in and out of the country for a couple of days. During, you know, an event that they find interesting or, you know, a short vacation and they take in, you know, part of the event. But when it comes to the athletes or the media, typically they're going to be on location before the event begins, all the way through, you know, the packing up of the equipment and, you know, the final, which, you know, in the case of the Olympics is really a full month, you know, for the...
More than that for some people.
Yeah. And, you know, when you get into the Summer Olympics, now the Para Games, which happen directly after the close of the regular Olympics, you know, is another 2 weeks. So, you know, we find that most of our media clients are spending 2 to 2.5 months at the event. So having a local phone number, and then when you travel in a group, the other thing that's very cost effective is having local numbers in that particular country from a single provider, because what you'll find most of the time is that those networks have what's called on-net calling. So calling between those devices is going to be either free or very, very inexpensive pennies compared to taking two U.S. phones into a particular country and calling between the two, in which case both are roaming and both are incurring charges. So there's some real good cost benefits. Also, when large groups travel, we have the benefit here of cell hire programming all of the phones ahead of time. So as an example, if you had 50 individuals from a sports team that were traveling abroad, the organizer would send us the names of those individuals, and we would program all of the 50 devices ahead of time and send them as a group so that when we're calling one another, everyone within their phone directory has the phone number assigned to each individual within that group.
Plus, if you have that local number, they're usually quicker to pick up when you're trying to order that pizza when you're on the road.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah, we've heard that recently, that there were a couple events in South Korea, and the South Koreans were not too excited about calling a U.S. phone number when they knew the person, you know, was in country and, you know, was just looking for them to call back to let them know their room was ready.
What about going I know you can go to sellhire.com to check out all the information about it, but let's reverse the roles. Could this also be used for international sports teams or people on missions that are coming to the U.S. from another country? Is there an application for that as well?
Yes, we absolutely handle the reverse side of that as well. We have relationships with AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. And again, you know, it's a situation where we're able to sign long-term contracts with these network providers. We have the compatible handsets and the SIM cards available to provide those on a short-term basis to, you know, all of the like you said before, the sports teams, media groups. A lot of sponsors come in from other countries. You know, like in our case, you know, Coca-Cola is a big sponsor for, you know, a number of these events, but there's a lot of international companies.
I think Coke's a sponsor of everything, aren't they?
Yeah, they certainly. I was just
at an event, a lunch today, and they were a sponsor of that too. So you know, it's amazing.
It is amazing, right? And you know, it is these sporting events that bring them fans of all the products that they sell. So they're certainly going to be sponsors for a long time to come.
They know what they're doing, and it's one of the most recognizable brands in the world. So, you know, wrapping up here with Greg Kranek. And Greg, what are kind of the future? What does the future look like, and maybe some of the goals for Sell Hire when you guys are looking ahead, you know, 3, 4, 5 years out?
Well, we know that voice is going to be a thing of the past. You know, eventually all calls are going to be run through the data network, and that means that data speeds, data devices will continue to become the more popular piece of hardware. And, you know, for customers who are married to that technology, speed in the network is going to be important. And it is very difficult for local networks to develop roaming agreements that can be mutual, because, you know, you could just imagine that there's far more Americans that are traveling to some of these countries than the reverse. So it's difficult for these network providers to come up with some sort of a amenable contract that provides good roaming rates at the fastest speeds available. And that's why there's always going to be a place for a company like Sellhire to be able to provide those high-speed data options to those customers. And as you mentioned before, applications in this particular space, in the sporting space, is really important. We do a lot with, we've developed an application, we call it Vizmo, which uses the technology of the smartphone, the GPS technology, as well as they call it a Wi-Fi hotspot access, to determine the physical location of the device, and we can provide security through that device to the team coordinator, so they know exactly where all the athletes are at any given time. They can develop geofences, so if an athlete were to move outside of a place that was an area of safety, they would be alerted. So it's technologies like that that are definitely going to be a big part of the future of mobile communication.
Yeah, these phones that we carry in our pocket are really powerful devices, and most people only, you know, they say we only use about, 10% of our brains. We really only use about 15% a lot of times of the capabilities that these phones possess.
Right. And even then you decide next year it's time to upgrade.
Oh yeah, you got it. You got to upgrade and you got to get a new case and you have to get a new cord. Right. And you know, it's never ending. They got you. I mean, they've perfected this 1 or 2 year contract and turnover of these phones. So it's, you know, we can't live with them. We can't live without them. So, anything else you want to do if a customer is interested, a potential customer is interested in a Sell Hire device, Greg, the best thing to do is go on to sellhire.com.
Absolutely. And we are a small company with service as our, you know, is the cornerstone of our business. So, you know, a lot of times what will happen, we find is that customers get overwhelmed when they look at the website. They have questions that, you know, maybe we've never been asked before or haven't at least, you know, put on the website. So we have a full team of, we call them mobile communication specialists that are at the ready to answer any questions that they might have. And in some cases, we have clients who come to us and say, you know, I have this particular service with AT&T. I'm traveling for a couple of days. Will this work? And the answer could be yes. And that's probably, you know, the best solution for you. But if there's something else that might work better, we're here to point that out. We welcome all and any questions and, you know, where we can help a customer to travel safer and stay in communications with their friends and family, that's what we're here.
If the rest of your team is anything like you, you know, it all starts from the top and you're nothing but genuine and accommodating and very well spoken. So I'm sure your team reflects the example you set for them.
I appreciate that, Rick. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. No problem. We're wrapping up here with Greg Kranek. And Greg, I don't try to stump you, but I always ask my guest one last question here as we wrap up. What's the, we'll eliminate it. It can't be a Sell Hire device. What's the one gadget or piece of tech that you can't live without right now?
I would say it's probably my TiVo.
Wow.
I do love to tape shows and watch them later. So that's always been a lot of fun. And Sonos, I think, makes an amazing product. I'm a huge music fan, and they've developed a system of wireless music that, as far as I can tell, is the best on the market. So that's if I have to choose two, those would be my two, I think.
Yeah, Sonos is there's competitors to Sonos, but none is good. And if you're depending on TiVo, that means you're working too much or traveling too much, Greg.
Probably a little of both.
I know the feeling. I know the feeling. Yeah, great show, Greg. Appreciated learning about that. Would love to demo one of those devices someday and do a review on it. I'm definitely intrigued, and this definitely is a space that maybe a lot of people aren't aware about, but probably they should be.
Yep, and we would love to have you try the device. So keep my number handy. Call me the next time you travel, and we'll get you all suited up.
Sure, and I do a lot. I was on the road almost all of April. So, yeah, this has been a great show. I want everyone to check out sellhire.com. And I don't have a commercial read here this week, but I think everyone should go to and check out the new refresh of the Modern Life Podcast Network homepage, modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. There's a Patreon link on there. There's links to the sponsors, and it's going to get nothing but better. So glad this is the first show under the new banner for Modern Life Podcast Network, and just excited about the possibilities it brings. And Greg was a great guest to have on this first episode under the new masthead here. So Greg, thanks for coming on. I just want to let everyone know that you can also check out Two Thumbs Up Media, twothumbsupmedia.com, the podcast directory set up by the people here, and you can discover new shows, new content, kind of like the Tech of Sports, and of course all the other shows that are offered here at the Modern Life Podcast Network. So everyone, you've been listening to the Tech of Sports, Modern Life Podcast Network production.